are today? How do we go about not only trying to hold them accountable, but using the best opportunities that black folk have ever had to get some economic justice? And that is going back to the 1866 Indian Treaty, which spells out very specifically that black freedmen and black free people in general and black Indians were entitled to be treated just as American Indians, to be put into a protected class and be given all the benefits and privileges that American Indians have been receiving for the last 140 years. And yet, I have tried desperately to get the attention of black leaders from the highest to the lowest, and to this day, I've only found one black in Congress out of 43 that even spent a minute's time trying to find out what are those opportunities for black folk to get economic justice under the 1866 treaties. And when this door closes and this treaty is passed over and the white Indians continue to get benefits, black people someplace in the future must look in the eyes of their children and the black masses across this country and say, I am guilty of having abandoned my people and placed them in an untenable position from which they cannot recover.